import/export roadmap. Customs refers to a country's regulation of import and export trade at its international ports and borders. The purposes of customs are to ensure border security, to collect all required tariffs, and to enforce trade restrictions. A tariff, according to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, is an official schedule of taxes and fees imposed by a country on imports or exports. Organizations that engage in international trade use global trade management to ensure that interactions with customs proceed in a smooth and cost-effective manner. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines global trade management as the management and optimization of shipments across international borders to improve operating efficiencies and cash flows. This includes ensuring compliance with all international regulations and documentation and streamlining and accelerating the movement of goods. Global supply chains need to operate efficiently as goods and services move between countries. This includes making wise import and export decisions, including how to arrange contracts for carriage so all parties clearly understand their roles and where risk of loss transfers between parties, how to facilitate clearing customs between countries, how to package goods for export, and how to satisfy all related export and import documentation requirements. Let's start with an overview of these subjects. International contracts for carriage, contracts for transport and materials handling, as opposed to contracts for sale and transfer of title, often rely on Incoterms registered trademark trade terms, which are simply agreed upon international standards for the language to use in certain portions of such contracts. While these terms are voluntary, the contracts create an obligation. Facilitating customs clearance is often done through the use of intermediaries, such as freight forwarders or export management companies. Since complex international transactions often have many of these intermediaries, it is important to understand how the various roles interact with each other and what value each should provide. Export packaging needs to meet a number of objectives. The primary objective of industrial packaging, as opposed to consumer packaging, is protecting the goods from damage in a way appropriate to the chosen mode. Other objectives include minimizing the use of unsustainable materials or the overall use of materials. Imports and exports require a significant amount of documentation. It is important to understand what documents will be required and what information the organization will need to collect and report. In general, exports require certain proofs, such as proof of sourcing origin, while imports require proper classification for assessment of tariffs. The harmonized tariff schedule is used to assign a numeric code to the shipment so the correct tariffs can be assigned. Goods also need to have their value declared. Since customs regulations are driving much of the complexity in international shipping, let's get an idea of why these regulations exist and learn about some best practices to follow in navigating customs. We will look at some import regulations and restrictions at a high level after that. Customs regulations and best practices. The purposes of each country's customs regulations are twofold: to provide revenue and to protect domestic industries. Imported goods, therefore, can be seen as a source of national revenue, as a threat, or ambivalently, as both. This built-in conflict of interest makes the job of importing, or exporting, into a country difficult and sometimes expensive. Aside from assessing import duties, customs also inspects shipments with the following intentions: to confirm that the goods actually have the value stated on the shipment's documentation, since that value partly determines the amount of the import duties; to determine that the items have all the correct markings, including safety labels, instructions, identification of country of origin, and any special marks required; to weed out any forbidden items, such as illegal drugs and goods judged not to meet certain national standards; to enforce quotas; to ensure that the invoice is correct and that the shipment contains the number of items claimed in the documentation; to discourage dumping of products by imposing a high percentage duty. Dumping is when a company exports a product at a price lower than it normally sells for in the country where the company operates. There is a link for additional anti-dumping information online in the Resource Center. Clearing customs can be routine, or it can be a serious obstacle to delivering cargo on time. To expedite a successful clearance of customs, both importer and exporter should either do thorough research on the importing country's import regulations or hire competent intermediaries to guide them. Customs regulations are a moving target, subject to change whenever new threats arise or are perceived to arise. Hiring a specialist who keeps an eye on that target improves a company's chance of getting the job done right on the first try. Intermediaries such as freight forwarders, export management companies, EEMCS, and export packagers can help with the preparations. Because clearing customs successfully is so important, most companies, even the largest ones, rely upon experienced customs house brokers. Here are a few general considerations to keep in mind when formulating a strategy for getting your cargo through customs unimpeded. Use a customs house broker with proven expertise. Only a licensed broker can transact business with customs, which means that importers must use a broker to submit documents to customs to release their goods. Importers are responsible for providing the necessary documents and information to the broker according to customs timelines and regulations and arranging for the payment of duties found due. A broker can pay on the importer's behalf. A licensed broker must have a power of attorney from the importer to act as its agent, unless it is an in-house broker. Have the customs house broker begin the process before the shipment arrives at the port or air terminal, if possible. Use electronic documentation rather than hard copy printouts whenever possible. Make sure your counterparty in the trade or its intermediaries has done its research. Check the backgrounds of your intermediaries carefully. Long-term relationships with trusted consultants are the most productive. The importer of record, or the company that caused the importation of goods, is responsible in the end. Inexperienced forwarders have been known to guess at the proper code for items, causing problems for the importer trying to pick up its goods at customs. Import requirements and restrictions. Governments generally look with less favor on importing than on exporting, since exports bring money into the country and imports take money out. Moreover, goods coming into the country may pose various threats, including such hazards as competition with domestic goods, potential contamination of the environment, infectious diseases affecting livestock, wildlife, or humans, and terrorism. Governments around the world create numerous import licensing requirements, regulations, and restrictions to guard against these dangers, and they enforce these regulations through customs inspections. These restrictions pose problems for importers and exporters alike. The problems for importers are obvious enough. In the United States, for example, there might be a market for European cheeses produced from non-pasteurized milk, but the Department of Agriculture won't license a distributor to sell such cheeses in the U.S. market, ostensibly for health reasons. Japan protects its domestic rice growers from imported rice for cultural reasons. On the other side of such restrictions, exporters may be easily able to acquire an export license from their own government, but not able to get an import license to enable foreigners to buy their products. The World Trade Organization, which includes in its membership the vast majority of trading nations, takes as part of its mission the creation of free and fair trade around the world by eliminating many of these barriers against imports. It pays special attention to providing less developed nations with better access to world markets for their exportable products. Membership in the WTO also means that businesses headquartered in one member nation should be able to open branches in another member nation and be subject to the same rules applying to domestic businesses in that nation, thus gaining access to their markets directly rather than through imports. After China joined the WTO in 2001, for example, many foreign companies rushed in, hoping to capture a slice of the potentially enormous market there. These early efforts were sometimes disappointing for a variety of reasons. Even when trade and investment barriers begin to fall, the export-import business may still be stymied by problems with entrenched bureaucracy, lack of infrastructure, and simple lack of buying power.